Listen, God, when I call out to you. Have compassion on me and answer me. Shema Adonai Koli Yekra V'choneni V'aneni. Verse 7 takes a sharp and poignant turn away from what we have seen so far. The subject of our psalm talks about his, her, their relationship with God, how she feels seen by God in her most dire moments, whether surrounded by enemies or saved and rescued. God is my light. God is the stronghold of my life, the psalmist tells us at the very beginning. In earlier verses, the psalmist tells of her experience with God, but now, in verse 7, it is as if our psalmist has turned away from us momentarily and needs to check in with God to make sure God hasn't left her while she is talking to us. She appeals directly to her source of strength. Shema Adonai, listen, God, Koli Ekra. When my voice calls you, V'choneni, you have compassion on me, V'aneni, you answer me. Will God continue to pay attention to us as we go about our lives? This has been a hard week. Gonzaga is beginning and every teaching moment has to be reconfigured into a Zoom magical moment of recognition and understanding. The students have high expectations. And why shouldn't they, given the cost of college these days? And I worry for my own children and the many difficulties they have to face. I pray for our country. Of course, I have my own political preferences, but how will our country go forward amidst this election? Will we even reach an illusion of unifying under one president? Will God answer me? Will God take notice of my concerns? Listen, God, when I call out to you. Have compassion on me and answer me. Shema Adonai Koli Ekra V'choneni V'aneni. Verse 7 is deeply personal, and as you contemplate your deepest yearnings, your most important concerns, will you take the emotional risk to put them out into the universe? Sometimes all we want is to be acknowledged. And even that can be hard to risk. In asking God to listen to us as individuals, to have compassion on each one of us, to truly answer us, we are taking a risk. Because the answer will come, and then what do we do with that? Although it is beautiful to risk reaching out for God, it can be terrifying to wait for the answer. We have to sit with uncertainty, and reach down inside of ourselves again for the trust and the hope that keeps us going every day.